Welcome to Perfectville, your first place podcast of your last place, shitty, awful Miami Dolphins. This is Sam Marcoux. He is Chris Cullen. Chris, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm just great. Thanksgiving, about to eat some turkey with some family, and the Miami Dolphins are doing great, so I've got that to be thankful for.
Oh, good for you. I don't know what Thanksgiving is, Chris. That sounds like something that happens in America, but this is not America. Oh. This is Perfectville, and we don't have things to be thankful for in Perfectville. What we have are things to be hateful for and towards, so we don't have Thanksgiving. We have Hatesgiving. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the third annual Hatesgiving Day Parade with Sam Marcoux and Chris Cullen, and I know what you guys are thinking. How is this the third annual Hatesgiving Day Parade when this is the first time you guys are doing this? And that's because this is the third time that I have done this. This is a tradition I've had with my friends on other podcasts where we talk about all the things that we hate in life. We are now doing that here in Perfectville. We're having ourselves a little Hatesgiving Day Parade about all things Miami Dolphins, NFL, and life in general. The things we hate, the things that annoy us, the things that give us heartburn, things of that nature. So, Chris, with that being said, why don't you kick it off here? Why don't you kick this ball into the end zone and tell us the first thing that you hate about the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, man, I hate being a meme. Okay. We're a meme. We're a walking, living, breathing meme. And when I say that, what I mean is we constantly have things where in the NFL, on Reddit, in the bars around America, anytime you bring up the Miami Dolphins, these things get brought up. Chad Henne's robot forehead, Tony Sperano fist pumping, Jeff Ireland denying Vontae Davis from calling his grandmother, Joe Philbin picking up garbage. I mean, the list goes on and on. We, no matter the front office, no matter the coaches, no matter the players, are a walking, talking meme.
Yeah, it is awful, man. When you are that bad of a team to where everyone else can make fun of you other than the Cleveland Browns, that's been a bad couple of decades, because it takes some time to develop that much of bad blood with other fan bases where they can just openly mock you to your face. And to that point, man, we asked this question on both Reddit and Twitter: what do you hate about the Miami Dolphins the most? And we got hundreds, literally hundreds of responses, Chris, which tells you what's going on with this team right now with the fan base. This one comes from Thick Dick Vane on Reddit. There you go. That's a name right there. Thick Dick Vane. And he says, to your point, I hate our record. That's the thing he hates the most about the Miami Dolphins. And you're right. I mean, we are losing. We're 4-6. We've lost four in a row. We're not a team right now that looks like they're going to go to the playoffs. And we're not a team right now that's going to get the first overall pick. So we're kind of stuck in purgatory forever. And that's the case with the Miami Dolphins. So shout out to Thick Dick Vane on Reddit for contributing to Hatesgiving.
Yeah, TDV with the is what I call him, TDV. with a great point, man. It's just so aggravating, and it's like we're never good enough to win the Super Bowl, but we're never bad enough to fix it, to fix the opportunity to get over that hump and be the Patriots or be the Steelers that are just consistently adding here or there to their already great nucleus of a team. We are always just muddled in the middle at 12 and 14 and 20. And the one time, Sam, we actually decide to trade up and make a difference, we trade up in the worst historical draft in history in the NFL, where there's no one available, and we take a goddamn specialist pass rusher with a drug history at the third overall pick in Deion Jordan. That's what we do when we finally do trade up. And if we don't trade up, Sam, and we actually do have a pick and we can get a player that can change our franchise, and I'm just so sick of watching these guys parole around the NFL teams that aren't the Miami Dolphins, and they're constant Pro Bowlers, first ballot Hall of Fame discussions. A guy like Earl Thomas that fell in our lap, and instead we trade down to get Jared Odrick, or we take Koa Meese the next round, two picks before Rob Gronkowski. That's what the Miami Dolphins do. Eddie Moore instead of Anquan Boldin. The list goes on and on, and it just is constantly memeing itself to be a depressing act to be a Miami Dolphins fan ever.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's depressing. You have to understand, well, what we can't do is we can't really understand the decision-making process at all, whether it be on the draft, whether it be on play calling. I mean, I don't know why we're having so much dick discussion here today, but at rocket-powered penis, also on Reddit, said, Jay Cutler can throw the ball 70 yards downfield, but all of his passes are for 3 yards. Third and seven, let's throw a two-yard pass. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't, rocket-powered penis. And between you and Thick Dick Vane, I think we've got our dick talk for the remainder of this show here. But man, the decision making in general, whether it be play calling like we just talked about, or the decisions to draft who instead of the other guy, it just really does suck being a Miami Dolphins fan. It's something that I hate as well. We can never seem to get that game changing free agent or that game changing draft pick that sets us up for success for like 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Well, I think the thing that's the worst and the most difficult to be a Miami Dolphins fan, Sam, is they do give us hope. And that's the thing that drives me crazy. We go 10-6 and go to the playoffs, and then we draft this stud linebacker out of Ohio State, losing for the season. Ryan Tannehill coming back in his second year in Adam Gase's offense. Look what Matt Ryan did in the second year. Kyle Shanahan, blah, 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 blah. That's all we talked about. Tears his ACL and he's out for the season. We think the season's done and we go out and sign Jay Cutler, who it's been joked around a bit, but you know, people think he's a decent quarterback, and with the weapons we have and our defensive players, we might be able to do something. So there we go. Our hopes are back. We just lost him. Our hopes are back. And then he just comes in. And the thing that pisses me off the most, Sam, and if you want to really hate something, go watch the preseason. Go ahead. I dare you. Watch the preseason after we get Jay Cutler and watch him throwing 30, 40-yard passes, climbing the pocket and looking nimble and light on his feet with a strong arm. Now the games matter, and we're not making those throws. You know what I think happened, Sam? I think he said, you know what, Gase, I'll come and play for you, but here's what we're going to do. I'll throw it for every yard for every $1 million you pay me. And Mike Tannenbaum said, sorry, all we can do is $10 million. He's like, great, lights a cigarette. I'm not going to throw it more than 10 yards for the rest of the season, because that's exactly what's happening, and it has to be the only explanation other than that, or he just forgot how to play fucking quarterback. I don't know. That's the only explanation I have.
Yeah, but it makes you want to hate the guy for sure, and especially considering that our expectations coming into the season were the Super Bowl. I hate the fact that we're not going to be anywhere near the Super Bowl. Speaking of which, I hate the fact, Chris, that every other sports franchise across every other major sports platform that has a natural disaster hit their city ultimately ends up winning that respective league's championship, whether it be the New Orleans Saints after Hurricane Katrina, whether it be the Houston Astros after Hurricane Harvey this year with the World Series, or even the Oakland A's after the Loma Prieta earthquake in 1989. That is the penance that you get to pay when you actually have a natural disaster. That's like the deal that we make with the gods, that, hey, look, we're going to fuck up your city a whole bunch, cost you billions of dollars, and hundreds of people are going to die, but you're going to get a nice shiny trophy at the end of the day. Is that cool? And most cities are like, yeah, that's hella cool. Like, we'll definitely take that. But that doesn't happen with the Miami Dolphins. Hurricanes hit Miami all the time. It costs us bye weeks, costs us all kinds of money, kills people. And what do we get? We get 4-6. That's awful. That makes no sense. I hate that. I hate that natural disaster championships don't happen for the Miami Dolphins like they do every other city, every other sport, every other team. Bullshit.
Well, you know what it is, Sam? I got an explanation, and it's we're cursed. So we sold our soul to the devil in 1972 to go undefeated and win two Super Bowls in a row. Then we lose Larry Zonka to the USF fucking L for more money because we wouldn't pay the guy. He ends up running around there for a couple of years, comes back, goes to the Giants, hosts American Gladiators, and the rest is history. We then build a fucking baseball, soccer, football stadium all in one. I guess that was a big razz in the late 1980s, like those fucking pool tables that also convert to a pinball table and also convert to an air hockey table. Like, that was the big thing. So we had to have a soccer, baseball, football field, Joe Robbie Stadium, built over Indian burial grounds in 1987. But then there's more, Sam. Just like Billy Mays, we have one of the greatest arguable quarterbacks of all time, but he has fucking cadaver Achilles tendons in his legs. So what do? Let's agree to let the Florida Marlins become a franchise in 1993, share the stadium, put dugouts in, and we're going to play on a goddamn baseball field for the entire fucking majority of this guy's career, wasting it with this non-advantage, by the way, because Alindo Mari, for some reason, didn't practice kicking off the clay. So in game time situations, of course, in the most Miami Dolphins fashion possible, the away team's kicker can fucking nail him from 48 yards out, but Alindo Mari misses. We're cursed, Sam. We're cursed with Bullygate. We're cursed with the Indian burial grounds. We're cursed because of that perfect season, and it's never going to change. So the devil likes to fucking shit on us and kick our dicks in, send us a natural disaster, and then not let us win a championship. So let's just revel in it.
I hate the fact that you said cadaver instead of cadaver. But anyway, moving on. At Keckers T from Twitter. This is at Keckers T says, and this is a good one, Chris. I think you'll appreciate the fact that, you know, that you'll love the fact that you hate this. Players celebrating a tackle or first down when we are behind and playing like shit. Celebrate when we win. He is absolutely correct. I can't tell you how many times I've just rolled my eyes after, you know, we'd be down like 21 points and Jarvis Landry will catch a 3rd-and-13 catch for a first down. And he gets up and does his little celebration and walks around like he owns the fucking joint. It's like, you know what? Do that when we're up by 21, not down by 21. Imagine that in real life, Chris. Imagine you're a car salesman and you need to sell $80,000 worth of cars by the end of the day, but you start celebrating and doing backflips after selling somebody a stick of gum. Like, it just wouldn't make any sense. It doesn't translate. You'd just be like, what the hell are you so happy about? Like, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Celebrate when we're up. When you're down and you do something good, congratulations. You did something that hopefully will eventually get you to celebrate when you're up. But when you're losing, don't celebrate. It makes us look like assholes as fans when we watch you celebrate doing something good while in the middle of playing bad. It's awful.
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible thing, and Sean Smith used to be the king of it, where he would, in the third quarter, has already given up 3 touchdowns and 125 yards receiving to the same wide receiver. He would not even be involved in the play. The guy would drop the ball on first and 10 and has no fucking well-being to the game at all, and he would just put his arms aside like he did something, like, oh, incomplete, I covered you, look how good I am. I don't get these guys, but it has to be something, Sam. It's our franchise. We're cursed, like I said. It's just something that we don't have enough positives that we have to celebrate any little fucking thing we do, because we never do anything great. So the little teeny positives, I guess they have to celebrate it. So yay, first down when we're down 21, we did something. Maybe it's just showing and proof to Stephen Ross they're worth their fucking paycheck.
Yeah, man, it's funny too, because we talked about Twitter, we talked about Reddit. One of the things that came up was that people don't like Stephen Ross, people don't like the front office, they hate the front office, they hate Mike Tannenbaum, they hate Stephen Ross. But the one thing that I saw on Reddit and Twitter more than anything else, Chris, care to guess what the fans of the Miami Dolphins hate the most?
Ray Lucas.
Oh God, that's a good one. I hate fucking Ray Lucas. That's a good one. No, but beyond Ray Lucas, the one thing that the fans almost unanimously hate more than anything else are themselves, man. I can't tell you how many responses we got
awesome.
Where people are like, what do you hate about the Dolphins? Like, I hate the fucking fans. And other people are like, yeah, I hate you fucking too. You're awful. And it's like, no, you're awful. And they're just turning on themselves. That's what this Miami Dolphins team has done to its Dolphins, man. They're just turning on each other. They hate each other. Some people think we're too negative. Others think we're too positive. It's just kind of like all over the place. But that's what a losing franchise will do to you, is it makes you hate yourself and question what the fuck you're doing with yourself, spending all this time and energy on a team that doesn't seem to like you at all. So, yeah.
You know, the apocalypse scene in Terminator 2 Judgment Day, that's what Twitter has looked like the last couple of days, and being a Miami Dolphins fan and seeing some of this shit, there is a like solid line drawn, and on one side of it are these just negative Nancys that want to get Baker Mayfield because he gave up, he would stop us giving up 54 points every two games, and then there's another side of fans that are just like, yee, rainbows and sunshine, and I like the Miami Dolphins regardless of how they are because I'm a Dolphin for life, woo. It's like there's no in between, and I feel like if you're in between, it's almost like politics. Like the other side just points you in the other direction. But it's been bad, man. Like the actual just cancer of being a Miami Dolphins fan is spreading, and social media is giving it a huge spotlight.
Yeah, speaking of cancer, something that gives you cancer is bacon, and this guy's name on Reddit is Me Likey Bacon, and he says he hates the Miami Dolphins, which I don't know why you're spending time on Reddit and Twitter and everything else if you hate the Miami Dolphins. But you know what? I tend to agree with you. I hate the fucking Miami Dolphins too from time to time. Another thing that I hate, Chris, I hate watching the Miami Dolphins with my daughter. It's terrible. She's 4 years old. She's going to be 5 in March, and I love her to death, and she loves watching sports with me. But the problem is she's 5 and she's a girl, so she doesn't like the teams that I like for the reasons that I like them. She likes teams based on the color uniform they wear, and her favorite color is red. So I'll give you an example. This last week, I was actually at a bar with my kid. Shut up. Don't judge me. I hate the fact that they're judging me for being at a bar with my kid, but that's not the point. The point is we're watching the Buccaneers and the Dolphins, and my kid goes, I want the red team to win. I'm like, no, you don't. You want the other team to win. She goes, no, I want the red team to win. I like red. I hope the red team wins. And then when the red team won, in this case, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, she's celebrating. She's walking around. She's like, ha ha, daddy's team lost. The red team won. My team won. And I'm like, fuck you, kid. You know what? You're not allowed to watch sports with me anymore until you can actually get this shit together. You're not allowed to like the red team, especially that other team from Florida. Are you kidding me? You know what? If you like them so much, then you go live in that swamp that they call Tampa Bay and enjoy your life. And, you know, go ahead and call me every now and then when you want to come home, because fuck that. Fuck the red team. Fuck the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And fuck my kid for liking them instead of the Miami Dolphins this past week.
Yeah, if it wasn't bad enough that the Miami Dolphins in our lifetime, Sam, hasn't won a championship, and we've been pretty much the laughingstock besides the Cleveland Browns the last 10, 15, 20 years. Not only that, but now they're making us look like shitty parents, because I remember looking over my 9-year-old son after he changed his allegiance and he wanted to keep the family tradition of being a Miami Dolphins fan, and I'm looking at sad puppy dog eyes last Monday as we're cold, sitting there watching the Panthers absolutely kick our teeth down our throat, and he just... I'm seeing these questions in his eyes. He doesn't have to say anything. He's asking me, Daddy, why have you put yourself through this for 3 decades? Why are you doing this to me? Why would you continue to watch this franchise? I wish he can unlearn colors, the middle ones and the deep ones, and he actually just picked the Carolina Panthers because he likes baby blue, black, and silver, because at least when I grew up as a kid, all I heard was the stories of the perfect season and the Orange Bowl and how good we are, and we have the best winning percentage out of 4 professional sports teams for the last few decades, and how good is Dan Marino? We're so great. Even if we weren't winning championships, we at least weren't the mockery. We weren't the joke. We weren't the fucking kick-ass, shitty, Dolphins, and everyone points and laughs at. And that's what our son and my son and your daughter have to grow up with if they were to choose to be Miami Dolphins fans. And it makes us even worse parents because we're allowing it to happen. So not only do they shit in our mouth and they're a horrible franchise for us to watch ourselves, if I have my son be a Dolphins fan and allow it, I look like a bad dad. Thanks, yeah. Miami Dolphins. I hate you.
Yeah, we hate you too. And good friend of the show, good friend in real life, at Eric J. Evans 2 says, I hate the fact that I cheer for them. It's like watching an awful movie you've watched so many times and it still ends the same crappy way. It always does. He's absolutely right. And we're now introducing that movie and injecting that poison into our kids. So maybe it's a good thing that my kid likes a different team other than the Miami Dolphins, but it still sucks that she likes the red team that's beating the shit out of the Miami Dolphins right then in front of me. It's awful. Another thing I hate, man, I hate this. We're in this country right now where we have all kinds of media available to us, whether it be YouTube, Netflix, traditional cable, radio, podcasts. And every time I'm in the middle of watching something, Chris, even if it's a football game, that all of a sudden they just throw all this product placement at you and all of these commercials that just seemingly out of nowhere, like I'm enthralled, I'm into this, and out of nowhere they just hit you with some sort of bullshit commercial, which, by the way, you can find Aronde Baxton on welcometoperfectville.com, as well as getting a free one if you give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter at PerfectVillePod, on Instagram at PerfectVillePodcast, and email us PerfectVillePodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, man, the unnecessary commercials and product placement, Chris, is just awful. Don't you agree? I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it. It's always at the bad moments, especially when you're like on a roll and then all of a sudden, I think the worst thing for me, we were watching Home Alone and it was recorded on TV because it's Christmas time almost and we're watching Home Alone. And there's like a point in time in the movie where he says something and my brain is just like nostalgically triggered to know what comes next because I've seen this movie so many times in my childhood and adult life where he says something and like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra starts playing like dun, 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 dun. He's like, you know, if you're hungry for more or whatever, I know that music starts right after that line. But he says the line and it goes to fucking commercial.
Awful.
And I was like sitting there and I'm like, I wanted to throw my fucking remote control through my television and it's just this nerdy guy talking about AT&T or something. And it's just like, no, that's not what happens next. The music plays. That's what happens next. What are you doing? Like, the commercials are terribly timed. Who looked at that and edited it and said, oh, here we go. Let's put a commercial right before they break to a song.
Yep.
Horrible.
I agree. You know what else I hate? I hate fans that wear jerseys of their favorite players and teams at the office. I think that's bullshit. You know what? You're not a player. The only people that should have jersey day are the actual players themselves on Sunday. So when you show up to work on Friday and you're wearing your favorite Tom Brady jersey or your Dan Marino throwback or your JHIE Philadelphia Eagles custom jersey that you just purchased on NFL.com, I'm going to kick you in the dick. You're not allowed to wear those jerseys. Just put on a tie and a polo shirt and type your little emails and punch your clock and take your lunch break and go home and kick your cat like a normal fucking human being. Stop it. You're annoying me. You're annoying my eyes. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Stop it.
I hate even more. I'm going to take this a step further, Sam. I hate even more that there's been certain fans that get put on pedestals for some teams, like Fireman Ed, that piece of shit.
Awful.
You know, that dress up and become like a bigger fan, like a super fan. Those don't exist. That's stupid. You don't root any harder than I do. You don't care about this team any more than me just because you fucking bought a Boba Fett helmet and painted it aqua and orange, or if you wear Hulk hands with fucking furry hair mohawks. Like, you aren't a bigger fan. And these guys and these gals that think they're like bigger than normal fans and they have meet and greets and shit, you sit in a stadium seat and watch men play football. That's it. You do anything different. You just dress up like it's Halloween on fucking November 18th. Like, there's nothing different about you, and I can't stand those fans. They have them at the Panthers. They call them like Big Cat or Super Cat or something, and he like wears these fucking WWE Legion of Doom shoulder pads, paints them black and blue and silver, and he's like some hero. I watch him walking around in the concourse and people are like, hey, can I take your picture? Can I say, you know, why? Why? That guy works and sells insurance Monday through Friday, and he's just able to go to the game and wear a costume. What makes him any better than a normal fan? And the fact that television keeps showing them on the TV, the cameras keep pointing at these guys as they lead the charge for a first down or a JETS chant, like, you're just putting them on a pedestal that's absolutely invisible. It doesn't exist. And it's some kind of weird celebrity that I don't understand. It's really aggravating.
Yeah, it's like Dungeons and Dragons Sports Edition. I hate those people. You're right. I absolutely hate that type of fan. I hope I'm never one of those fans. Unless, you know, I'll tell you what, though. If the Miami Dolphins win the Super Bowl, I'm dressing in everything Miami Dolphins, head to toe, paint, glitter, doesn't matter. I'm going to look like an extra from a Kiss video if the Miami Dolphins ever win a Super Bowl.
I can never do that, Sam, because, like, could you imagine, not only does this team kick our dicks in, not only do they let us down time in and time out, but could you imagine spending even more time and resources on painting your entire body aqua and orange with cool little triangles around your eyeballs and like painting your ears and behind your neck to make sure you get it all and put this paint on you and sit in the sweltering sun of Miami and watch this team for 3 hours absolutely let you down. Then you have to get in your car. You're an adult, by the way. You're still an adult. You get in the car. You have to drive on the turnpike home. So you have to stop. You have to make a stop at red lights looking like this, painted like a fucking, like some weird kind of rainbow mime, like at a red light. You park in your driveway. You get out. Your neighbors don't respect you at all because you're just sadly walking into your home. Then you have to stand in a hot shower and watch this aqua and orange paint run down the drain with the tears that are also flowing out of your beer, because not only did the team let you down, not only are you a fan, but you painted yourself like you're 7 years old on Halloween, and you get to just fucking cry in it and watch it go down the drain just like every single inevitable Miami Dolphins season.
Oh, I hate that you got to do that rant instead of me. That was classic. Good for you. This is the Hatesgiving Day Parade. It's just like the Thanksgiving Day Parade, but instead of a floating Snoopy, we have a floating poopy, because we're just throwing shit at everyone and everything that we hate with regards to the Miami Dolphins, NFL, and life in general. Chris, I only got one more thing. Do you got any other things you want to talk about before we jam out of here?
Yeah, I did, but then I slipped on the field to talk about it, Sam. How do we have a billion-dollar team with a billion-dollar owner in an industry that owns its own day of the week, the NFL, billion-dollar industry? Beers are paying millions of dollars to have 30 seconds of airtime during their Super Bowl. That's how powerful and how rich it is, but I can't watch our huge, amazing athletes on offense against another NFL defense in perfect harmony because my goddamn stadium sod is getting ripped up every single game, every single week. We are watching this field like they're playing in a fucking YMCA backlot tour. It is just unbelievable to watch this field, Sam. What can we do? First, we go from a baseball diamond on there, and Dan Marino has to run around on fucking clay like the Sandlot, and now we actually get our baseball team out of there. We have a new stadium We have a new stadium renovated, and now the field getting churned up by a college team the day before. What the fuck? Why can't they fix this, Sam? It's absolutely aggravating.
No, and the thing is, they spent so much money renovating this stadium, and it looks great from the outside. When you watch it on TV or you see that blimp cam and you look at it and go, oh my God, it's a modern stadium, Joe Robbie version 2.0 or whatever you want to call it. But it's like the equivalent, as soon as you get inside and you watch it, it's terrible. It's like the equivalent of going to a renovated steakhouse and then getting your meat and it's got an abscess in the middle of it. You're just like, it doesn't matter what else is going on. This is bullshit. I can't stand it. And it's awful. It doesn't do anything to help this team. Our guys are tripping and falling all over the place. We miss tackles because of it. We fall down when there's a wide open running lane because of it. It's just a terrible, terrible way to play football and watch football. I can't imagine being a player having to deal with that shit. And the worst part about it is we're paying for this so that the Miami Hurricanes the day before can have the benefit of a nice field that they tear up and churn up. And then all of a sudden the Dolphins come out and, you know, look like they're playing on an ice skating rink, slipping all over the place. It's bullshit. I hate it too. Good call.
Sam, we're huge wrestling fans. Could you imagine dropping $1,000 to go to WrestleMania to have the experience, or even like pay for it on the WWE network, have friends over, buy beers and get nachos and things like that. And then you're watching and there's a tear in the ring as the big main event's happening. And the guy whips against the ropes in an Irish whip, and he comes back and he trips on the mat. Or when he goes for a high spot, Neville's doing a red arrow, but he's not in WWE anymore. He's doing a red arrow and the rope snaps before, because it's just a shitty put together ring. You would demand your money back. Could you imagine going to a Broadway show with great actors, Tony Award winning actors, but the lights are flickering or the stage wood is creaking when they walk, taking you out of the show? You can't even hear them talk. That's the kind of stuff that's happening in a billion-dollar industry. We have to demand better, Sam. If there's any other thing, any other show or form of entertainment, and this kind of shit was happening, the ice started melting in a hockey game, or like the boxing ring like collapsed in the middle of a heavyweight fight, you would demand your money back or demand they fix it. They have to fix this field because it's a fucking issue and is a disadvantage to our football team, and it's ruining the product.
I hate the fact that you probably just gave Vince McMahon, who is a listener of Perfectville, his next main event of WrestleMania, and the whole ring's just going to explode, and I'm going to blame you when that shit happens. This is going to be your fault, Chris Cullen. The last thing that I hate, speaking of things that I hate butterflies. It has nothing to do with the Dolphins or football. I just fucking hate them. They're a stupid, disgusting insect with oversized wings. They make no sense. They have no purpose here on Earth. They're little alien vampire creatures that should be exterminated at any and all costs. I don't understand why kids like them. I don't understand why people think they're harmless. the little batshit blood-sucking pieces of crap. I hate them. And I hate moths because they're just like an ugly version of butterflies. I just had to get that off my chest, Chris.
Yeah, butterflies suck. I hate them too. They're called butterflies, but they kind of look like a slice of bread. Is that why they're called butterflies? If not, why aren't they called bread flies or like slice flies? Like, it's stupid.
Yeah, they are stupid. They should be called stupid flies because they're absolutely stupid and I hate them. And you know what, Chris? I think I hate you.
Oh, I hate you too. And I hate everything. I hate you as well.
I hate our listeners. I hate Perfectville. I hate the Miami Dolphins. I hate our coaches. I hate our offensive coordinator. I hate our offensive line coach. I hate our defensive coordinator. I hate Chris Cullen. I hate our logo. I hate our website. I hate iTunes. I hate everything.
Yeah, you pretty much summed up everything I was going to say, except I hate Fergie and Stephen Ross's ears.
Oh, I actually like Stephen Ross's ears. I feel like I could, yeah, you know, like on a cold day, you can just like get into the canal and snuggle in and get yourself warm. They're that big, you know.
They look like butterflies.
Oh, God, I hate Stephen Ross's ears. You're absolutely right. With that being said, this was the Hatesgiving Day Parade here in Perfectville. He's Chris Cullen. I am Sam Marcoux. Chris, anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you, too. Fuck everyone. Fuck everyone. Everything. And enjoy whatever the fuck tradition you guys have on Thanksgiving. I hate your traditions, personally. And I hate the fact that this show is ending, but I hate the fact that we had to do the show in the first place. So with that being said, goodbye from Perfectville.
Later. Hate you.
Perfectville. Listens to this
fuck
show
off.
It's
so
awful.
Stupid.
They're so dumb. Like, there's so many better things they could be doing with their life, but they just
Aronde Bagston. Yeah, did it to play on a name on a shitty receiver that played with us 3 years. I hate you guys.
So awful. It's everything is bad. I actually had like Singapore kids make those little Aronde Bagstons too. I mean, they don't even realize that they're supporting child slavery when they get these things. Fucking idiots. I just fucking hate our listeners. They're so awful.
Richie in Hate Nito would have been a better suggestion because I hate him and I hate you and I hate bulls.
I hate everything. I hate hate. I wish there was more love, but there's not because it's perfect.
I hate fans that think that our colors are aqua and teal when it's aqua, not teal. I hate that they don't know that. And I hate that they spell Zach Thomas's name with a K, not an H. It's Zach with an H, not a K. You're not a real fan. I hate you.
Yeah, I hate the fact that we ended this show 3 minutes ago and we're still talking about the things we hate. We might have to do this again, it sounds like. We got a lot of hate in our heart.
Yeah, I hate Miko Grimes.
I think we all had Brett Grimes hates Miko Grimes at this point, and nobody likes that bitch. All right, well, we'll end on that since the show is officially over.
I hate Omar Kelly. How did we not mention him?
Oh, well, it's because he gets mentioned on every other show. We should.
Yeah, that's true.
But I hate him too. It's good to point that out. It's like looking in the mirror every day. You know what you look like, but you still want to confirm that.
I hate how he says folks. Like, who says folks?
Omar Kelly, people that you hate. You know, that's who says it.
Ugh. So. All right, listen, folks. I hate you. I hate him so much. Hope he listens. I hate him.
Hate everyone. All right. Well, I hate the fact that I got to go take another shit. So I will let you go. Hey, fuck off.
Fuck you, buddy.